We continue learning the Nishmas, Susan Vasleya, Helen Vasleya, David ben Menachem, Moshe ben Yaakov, Pitchos Eliyo, Wern ben Mitzir, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Ha yochel bateinim, lo yochel ba'anavim. Ba'anavim, lo yochel bateinim. A person who is working and harvesting figs, he's not able to eat grapes. He's harvesting grapes, he can't eat figs. So the Torah says, a person enters the kerem of his friend, it says, v'achal ta'anavim, you can eat grapes. That means that he's working on the vineyard, he can't assume, well, I'm going to eat figs, I'd rather have figs than grapes. I'm working for them anyway. No, you can only eat that which you are working on. And you can only eat the grapes when you're working in the vineyard. And not when you're working, and if you're working on fig trees, you can't be eating the grapes. Some learning from the end of the pasuk. It says at the end of the velkel yachalo sitain. It says don't put your able to eat as you're working, but you can't put it into your kli. What does that show? You must be that it's the species that I'm working with that I'm able to eat. The species I'm putting into the kalim, but not any other species. And this would be true even if you're hired to work on both harvesting grapes and harvesting the figs. Still, you can only eat the species which you're working with at that time. Then the Mishnah says, though, avo monea es atzmo et shemagil makom ayofos v'ochel, but you can hold yourself back until you get to the place where you find the superior produce and eat over there. Meaning you're able to eat kenaf shachai, able to eat to fill yourself up. Nothing wrong with that. But you feel like, I'm not going to eat from the inferior fruits, which I'm in front of right now. I'm going to save my appetite for a little bit later. That's perfectly acceptable. But v'kulon lo amu el b'shas malacha. But regarding these polim, these workers, they're only able to eat from the produce while they're working. It's true that may have, if you're refraining from eating till a little bit later, that's okay as long as it's still working. But once you're done working, you're sitting down, you can't sit down to eat. Avo mishum hashev aveda lebailim amru, but in order literally to return a lost object to the owner, that means in order to make sure that the workers are not neglecting the work, amru, what have we said? Poalin ochlin bahalichasan me oman la oman. In order to save a little bit of time for the employer, if the workers finish one oman, one row, and they're walking to the next row, and they haven't started working on it yet, we say that they're able to eat. Why? This actually saves time for balabais. They're not doing any working right now, but they're just walking. They have to get one place to the other. So why stop a little bit of work to snack on something which is permitted? Here you're helping the owner by, I'm just walking to get to the other row. May as well, while I'm walking, I may as well eat now so that I don't have to eat while I am working. So that the employer's very happy with, and therefore that's okay for a pole to eat bahali chasa now that as they're walking me omen the omen from one row to another. Uva chasi rasan menagas, the same thing is true. They're able to eat when they've put the grapes in the wine press and now going to get the next load of grapes. They're able to eat at that time. Also, the employer is very happy with that arrangement. Uva chamur kshi porekes, and a donkey is able to eat as it's being unloaded. What does it mean? He's able to eat from that which is on his back, there's food on his back, until he's unloaded. Obviously, it can't mean that he's eating when it's being unloaded because you take everything off at the same time. There's no time for it to eat. So, but the chiddush of the mission is like this. I would have thought maybe a chamor should not be able to eat. When we say lo sach som shor bedisho, you're not able to muzzle the animals, that's when the food is in front of them. So it's abale chaim for them to be walking and not eating. But here it's on the donkey's back. He doesn't see it anyway. Doesn't matter. Says the mission, until it's unloaded, he's able to reach back, turn his head back, and eat from the load that's on his back. Until it's unloaded, that is perfectly permissible. So that's what it means. V'achamor kashihi porekes. Perek zayin mishnah. Hey, ochel poel kishus afilu bedinar v'koseves afilu bedinar. A worker is able to eat kishus, a cucumber, squash, whatever it is, even if it's worth a dinar, very expensive, or a koseves, a dry date, even if it's the value of a dinar while he's working. Nothing wrong with eating the produce, even if it's worth a lot of money. And you'll say, how much money is he being paid anyway? So he's being paid less than that. It doesn't matter. This is a halacha from the Torah. He's able to eat as he's going, even if he's eating a lot of fruit. That's very expensive. Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma Omer lo yochal poel yasser al scharo. He says no. He's not able to eat more than his wages. That we wouldn't allow. He's being paid a certain amount, so you can't eat any more than that. What does he learn this from? The pasuk says, "V'achalta anavim kinaf shecha." You're able able to eat grapes, kinafshecha, according to your soul. Rabbi Elazar Chisba says it means that this is referring to the wages, the kinafshecha. Why? Well, he works for, he puts his soul out. The fact that he's climbing the trees, he's risking his life by working. So, v'achata navim, only kinafshecha, only based on the wages that you're being paid for the sacrifice you're making as you're working. So that's the amount able to eat, and not anymore. Kinafshecha, and no more. V'achachamim atirin, the chachamim say it is permitted. The Tanakhama said it's permitted as well to eat even more than the wages. We'll see the difference between the Tanakhama and the chachamim in a moment. So they all know their labor is able to eat produce even more than the wages. Why? It says sav echa, able to eat whatever will satisfy you. And if it's expensive produce as you're working, and that ends up being more than your wages, that's certainly acceptable. Avo malam dinas adam shelo yehei ra'av son. But literally, say the Chachamim, we do teach a person not to be a glutton and thereby literally close the door in front of his face. No one's going to want to hire him if he eats more than his wages. So he's going to close the door in front of himself. So we try to guide him and train him and teach him not to do so. The difference between the Tanakam and the Chachamim is exactly this point. The Chachamim add on this point, we teach a laborer not to do so. We teach him this not a good idea, and they should limit what they eat. The Tanakhama says that we do not limit what they eat, and that's the difference between the Tanakhama. We don't teach them to limit what they eat because it's not to their benefit. According to the Tanakhama, we don't say anything to them. According to the Chachamim, we do.